Carroll is with the Ingham County Health Department. Kim, how are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
I'm calling you more as a concerned parent than I am as a journalist. But hopefully you can help me out with this. I received an email from my oldest teacher, and they were talking about head lice and nits and how to handle those. And apparently, there's a change in policy at this school out where I live in Williamston, where if you do have these nits or lice, students would not be sent home. They would be allowed to stay in school. And I wanted to know what you thought if this is that policy, and I haven't gotten a school to comment on that. I'm trying. What's the Ingham County Health Department's policy on head lice?
Well, generally, we actually don't have a specific policy that's implemented in the school districts. That is actually independent of the school to decide. Generally, we become involved when there becomes bigger concerns of children missing school or parents having concerns about the head lice being chronic, which can mean, you know, children missing school for weeks because of it. I do know that the schools are looking at changing their policies because of students missing so much of the academics and the concern of that. Plus, children can be picked on, you know, also being absent from school. So I'm not familiar with what Williamson's policy is, but they may be moving towards a greater tolerance for not removing children from school purely because of being identified as having head lice.
Well, isn't there a fear that other kids could get it?
Certainly. And it is, I don't want to say very contagious. It's generally spread by close contact. So it would require children hugging each other, sharing hats, sharing scarves, sharing brushes. Generally, though, in a school setting, if children aren't exposing themselves to each other as far as hugging, sharing personal items, then they're generally not going to be at risk. Head lice do not jump or fly. They purely crawl. So that is why, you know, you're not going to see children sitting next to each other in a classroom having nits or live lice spreading. It would require close contact in order for that to happen.
From what you know, are there any challenges in Ingham County? Is there an epidemic? Is there any districts that are having problems with this?
Currently, I'm not aware of any. Generally, the winter, it becomes more problematic because of, again, children going to school with added layers of clothing, hats, and scarves. But currently, I'm not aware of any significant concerns in the school district.
All right, what would you suggest if a kid in a school has lice? How would the county suggest that be handled?
Generally, we would recommend that a note go home. I think the parent needs to be told, first of all, that lice has been identified to be in their child's head. Note should go home to the classmates of that student so that those parents can be aware of the concern and so that they can check their children as well. The student shouldn't be identified in the letter, just that there is a student in the classroom, so that the parents can become aware of this concern and be checking their child for nits or live lice. And that child that was identified should be treated. So it's very important that it be identified, that the parent be notified, and that they pursue treating the child and removing the nits and lice.
Would you recommend that the child be kept home so all those precautions could be taken? Because I know that that child has to do whatever you do. I don't know if
sure.
It's a shampoo or whatever. Talk about what you recommend and what the process is should you find your child have lice.
Well, what we would recommend is that the child be treated. Also making sure that any household members, so let's say it's a 7-year-old and she has two other siblings with mom and dad at home, parents should be checked as well as the three children. If only the child with the head lice is identified, so the 7-year-old, let's pretend, that child should be treated with a head lice treatment product, which we recommend NYX. That is a conditioning treatment that the child receives, almost like a shampoo. And then after treating with that, the parent would need to go through the child's hair very cautiously with a good light and literally with their nails remove any NITS or Live Life. It's very time consuming. It is a lot of work, and it's very frustrating to parents. But truly, that is the only way to really be effective at removing the NITS and Live Life from the hair. And it can be done, and it can be done, you know, in a day or two. But you really do need to focus and spend quite a bit of time doing that process.
What about the environment where the kids work, live, play?
You know, oftentimes I find parents focus more on the environment than the head. And that isn't such a big concern. It definitely needs to be addressed, but it doesn't need to be focused on as much as actually removing the NITS and lice from the hair. The environment isn't so concerning because NITS survive on human blood. So they cannot live off of the human head for more than 2 days. So we generally recommend anything that the child has, you know, either slept in, like their bedding, their pillows, their combs, their brushes, that those be cleaned. Vacuuming the home is also important to remove any that may have, you know, been removed or have crawled off onto the couch or whatnot. But we don't generally recommend bringing a cleaning service in or having the carpets professionally cleaned because the risk is relatively low off the head.
Now, what would you recommend, and I just want to be clear on this, if a kid is found to have this, you said treatment, is it a good idea to keep them home for a day?
Yes, I would recommend that because it will allow for being able to really effectively treat and remove the NITS and Live Lice, and it is very time-consuming, particularly if it's a child with longer, thicker hair. It's a very frustrating process because it is very time consuming. Children don't have a lot of patience to be sitting still, having adults pick through their hair trying to remove the NITS and Live Life. Fortunately, they tend to be in the darkest areas, so they tend to be at the base of the neck and behind the ears. However, you can find them in other areas of the hair. So I generally recommend clipping the hair up in a big clip and doing sections of the hair. So then, you know, the parent can give them a good half hour. Give them a break. Work for another half hour, give them a break. That way it's not so frustrating for the parent or the child themselves.
How is this attained? How do they get into the school or get on a person?
They generally are spread by close contact. So there would need to be a source of someone having head lice and having contact. So it might be a young woman in school has a hairbrush, she's brushing her hair, she has head lice, doesn't know it, and her friend borrows her brush, uses it, the louse would pass from the hairbrush to that friend's hair, and that is how the spread would happen. Or a hat, you know, if a child has a hat on and has head lice and a friend borrows the hat, then that could pass. Or kids cuddling, you know, sometimes slumber parties or kids watching movies, they're laying on the couch together, their hair is in close contact, the NITS can crawl from one head to the next one. Again, I want to stress they don't jump or fly. So parents sometimes are frustrated trying to find people to help them to remove the NITS from the hair. And I encourage people to get help, you know, ask family, ask friends, neighbors, because it can be a very frustrating battle. But if you have people that can help, it gives you a break. And you're not going to get it purely by being in the home, not exposing yourself to the actual source. And again, you don't need to keep yourself secluded from that person. It's just we have to be cautious with close contact.
All right, and if people want more information about this, I know because I'm at your website now, they can go to the website and read up.
Absolutely, we'd welcome that.
All right, Kim Fierro is with the Eam County Health Department. Thanks for enlightening me. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tony. Good luck to you.